Hello.
Yes, hi. This is Carl Goodman calling for Steve Wilson.
Yep, that's Steve. How are you doing, Carl?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I was
That's
just
good.
replying back to your email.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, the reason that I called you is, and you can continue to either reply or we can discuss it. Well, I've got you on the phone. I'm glad to reach you. First of all, thank you for your response. Secondly, I'm looking forward to having a even better relationship with you. And thirdly, I received the agreement from Hudson today. I have, and it's actually to my favor. So I just wanted to make sure everything was right on this, okay? On the second page, can you open the agreement?
Just give me a minute here.
Sure.
All right.
All
I
right,
have this open.
look at the second page, please.
Second page. All right, I'm on second page.
All right, do you see where it says royalty breakdown? And it says J. Carl Goodman, 90%, and the Hudson Group gets 10%. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay,
That's
in
what
other
we
words,
have discussed initially, right?
I'm sorry?
That's what we have discussed initially.
It is, but I thought it was 10% to me and 90% to Hudson.
No.
Okay,
That,
because
in that case,
90% for me is
you
all
won't be
good.
getting anything. Yep.
That's
If
right.
you will be getting 10%, then you will be getting nothing.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Now, the other thing that sort of confused me, it's okay, but it's just above that royalty payout. It said, this contract is available for a duration of 6 to 8 months, whatever that means. Usually it's one or the other. Commencing from the date of the shipment of delivery, that means of books, the royalties will be transferred after 8 months, along with a status report, which means that I won't get paid till sometime next year. Is that's accurate, I presume?
Yep, that's totally right that you're getting.
Yeah. That in other words, I'm not going to be making money, even if they all sell, I'm not going to be making money for a long
But
time.
Carl, let me tell you, it is just
Sure.
from the Hudson Group order. Beside this, you will be getting some sales, some good number of sales from the rest of the publishing platforms. The book is
Yeah.
everywhere now. We are doing the marketing as well. Soon
Sure.
we will be creating the video trailers and launching them, publishing them all over the social media platforms, over
Sure.
the YouTube. So the marketing campaign is perfectly lined up. You will be getting sales from all of these platforms. Besides this, in the next 8 months, you will be getting a big amount from the Utzon Group.
Well, that's good. That's good because, as I've told you, I don't want to do this just for a hobby. I want to actually be, I guess the word would be commercially successful. You know, there are great authors who write books for their church or their Sunday school class or for a local school, you know, that kind of thing. I want to write books that are commercially successful. So I know that, and I know I'll get other things. I just wanted to clarify that I understood how this worked.
We have
Yep.
understood
And
that, right?
hopefully, now I know it's a long hope. It isn't an easy hope. See, Hudson is owned by the Dufry Companies, which is out of Scandinavia, and they own bookstores, gift shops, spas, on cruise liners, in all kinds of travel venues. So hopefully there'll be some good sales out of that. And you know what really it does is what I'm looking for is people recognizing the books when they see them. That's all. And I think that'll help.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
No worries, brother. So you have reviewed the contract? Everything is good to go? Or
sure.
Is there any changes or any mistakes over there that we need to?
No. I think we're good to go. I mean, I'll take 90% of the royalties and all that. I know that, and I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate you guys covering the remainder of the funds beyond the $12,000.
Uh-huh.
Because if I had to come up with that almost $8,000, I don't know what I'd do. I'd have to sell my house and move into a trailer somewhere. You know, so I just want you to know that I really appreciate that.
Uh-huh. No worries. I'm going to take the money back once you have a good number of sales.
That's right. You'll get the money back when the book sells. That's right. That's good. Well, that's what I'd expect. That's, you know, what my business did for years. So, mm-hmm. All right. Now, then there was something else I was going to – oh, you said that you had just reviewed something and that you were going to contact me. What was that about?
Yep, the two emails that you have shared with me regarding the Barnes & Noble for the Out of the Fog and the Dysfunctional Family.
Yeah.
Yep, I have checked the email and shared the same with the publishing team. So they will be reviewing it in some time, and we'll surely update you before the day ends.
Sure, and if there are corrections to be made, I'm sure they'll make them.
Yep, it's going to be taken care of.
Super.
All right, besides this, anything else for me?
Well, Barnes & Noble, if you just check. See, you know, I don't want to lose them because we're not checking on them once in a while. And
For the printing order?
For the printing order? No, for in that Samantha had told me that Barnes & Noble had originally ordered, not a big order, but 400 books, 100 of each of the four books. And then she said that when she called them, at the same time she contacted Hudson, she contacted Barnes & Noble, and Barnes & Noble said at the time they didn't have room, I guess, in their order for it.
Yep, I do remember.
Time.
They didn't have the space on the bookshelves. So, yes, we are in touch with them, and as soon as we, like, hear anything from them, I'll surely let you know.
Sure. Now, the next thing is, are you in touch with like, Books A Million?
Not directly.
Okay. How about other? I'll explain why I'm asking all this in a second.
Mm-hmm.
How about places like Walmart or Sam's Club, etc.? You know, do you go into a Sam's Club ever?
Nope.
Okay. Sam's Club, you know, is owned by Walmart, and it's a great big box store and very popular among people with families, because they can get everything comes in giant quantities, you know, from toilet paper to gallon cans of canned peas and stuff like that. But if you have a family, it's a very, very efficient and relatively inexpensive way to purchase food and clothing, and especially their meat is outstanding. So anyway, in the center of every Sam's Club, there are tables and tables of recent books, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I wondered if you had contacted them. If you didn't, then I will.
Sure.
You
we'll
know?
Try from our end if we get to, like, be in contact with any of the person from there.
Sure. And that would be both Walmart. Yeah, both Walmart and Sam's Club. For instance, here in Maryville, Tennessee, just it's where we do our shopping. It's the the reasonably sized town about half an hour from here. There's a Walmart there that has a very large book inventory. And, of course, every Walmart in the country carries some books. You know, they're not... You know, the old story is they don't carry as many books as a major bookstore like Barnes & Noble or something, but they've got more stores. In other words, there are one, two, three, four Walmarts in every city in the country. So I just wondered, you know, that would be a good approach. And I don't know whether I should approach them myself or try to find the major buyers or whether it would be better to let you do that.
What we can do, like, we both can try on our ends.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
And we'll see if we able to get the books placed over there.
That's right. And if we are, I've got to be prepared because, you know, the old, if I'm successful and they say, okay, we want 10,000 books, I better come up with $70,000 to print them, right?
That's right.
So, you know, what do you call it? It's a double-edged sword. One is if you're successful, you can sell a lot of books. The other is you better be able to print a bunch of books. So, but anyway, no, I just had those questions, you know, because I would never approach that stuff on my own, Steve, without coordinating with you.
I totally got it, Card. So, yeah, let's just try on our end, and if we can find a way to put the books over there, we're going to go ahead with that.
Sure. And now, the final question, and this this question is sort of odd. But, well, it's odd at this stage because my thoughts were always, because I've known several people, actually, who have sold their books for movie scripts and have made a lot of money. Their comments were, one of them said, oh, no, you have to have a book that is nearly a bestseller before any director, producer, or studio or TV network will contact you to make a movie or a series out of it. So don't even bother. But then my neighbor, tell you her name before. It's Ann Creel.
Yes, you have mentioned quite some time that she has made a couple of $100,000 to the book.
Yeah. Oh, she sold her last book. She sold 200,000 copies of, and she also had Hallmark pay her a couple of $100,000 for a movie called The Magic of Ordinary Days. And I've seen it. It's delightful. It's a bit of a what you might call a chick flick. It's full of romance, but she said her agent approached Hallmark within 2 weeks of her publishing that book, and Hallmark bought it. They liked the premise, and I've had so many people who have read even just the first book, Out of the Fog, and they've all said, man, that would make a great movie or TV series. And so I thought, okay, you know, I don't know when's the right time, whether it's now or 3 years from now or once it's had a lot of sales or whatever, but I just wondered if you ever did that or if that would be something I should either talk to a publicist about or do myself.
Carl, can tell you, like, we have written down like the scripts and the idea, complete idea, but we haven't obviously haven't created any movies or anything.
Well, of course, yeah.
But we can surely get the idea, like create the complete script or idea for a movie trailer or a movie. We can surely do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, because my thought is if we can get, just think of a movie. Do you go to many movies?
Not many, but I just watch some quite sometimes.
Yeah, no, I just wondered. I don't, it's funny, I don't do many movies anymore. I used to. But, you know, producers
mm-hmm.
like, you probably heard of Ron Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Or Clint Eastwood or whatever, do a lot of, they make a lot of movies with more seniors as their stars, people like Morgan
mm-hmm.
Freeman or Tom Selleck or whatever, which is the nature of what the team would be because they're all older. And so I was just thinking, gee, you know, we just keeping that in mind, how we might approach them, because that's a way to make money fast for me. And by the way,
mm-hmm.
I'll just say this. If you were the ones to get me like a TV or a movie deal, then
mm-hmm.
I would be very, very agreeable to pay you guys the same as any Hollywood agent would get, which is 15%. So if somebody
mm-hmm.
offers $100,000, it's $15,000 your way. If somebody offers $200,000, it's $30,000 your way. You know what I'm saying? Because because that's what agents get when they represent you to these studios. So, but it was just a thought. That's all. Thinking ahead.
I totally got your point. So yeah, I will surely discuss
this
with the marketing
it.
Team.
I can't really hear you. It was breaking up.
Is it any better now?
No. Try again.
How about now?
I can hear you. It's still very you're cutting out a lot, but I can hear you.
All right. Please tell me, it's any better now?
Yeah, it's the same.
Carl, let me just give you a call back.
Sure, okay. I'll let you call me back.
Perfect.
All right, bye.